We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Hello, and welcome to another special edition of the Put 'Em Under Pressure podcast. My name is Kieran. I'm joined again by Adrian. And we return for the finale of Full-Time Productions, A Year with MEK Galaxy. If you haven't already, check out the previous two episodes. You can find them on our YouTube channel. The link will be below. And while you're at it, go and like and subscribe to the lads over at Full-Time Production also. Now, the way we left it in the last podcast was there was a lot to do for the MEK Galaxy boys. They needed points, and they needed points desperately. So the start of the finale is how they get on. Those results and a few games. So I'll pass you over to Adrian now, who's going to give us, I guess, set the scene again.
Okay, so again, if you haven't listened to the last podcast and viewed the last few episodes, do that. But at the end of episode three, they've played seven games, so they're halfway through the season, and they have 1 point. So the way it's looking, me and Kieran figured anyway, with no maths involved, was that they probably needed about two wins at the very least to be safe in their last seven games. So we open up, we're talking to Tadhg Fleming, the captain, and he's kind of putting a bit of emphasis on how Dara, the coach, is making them play. And he's kind of, you know, starting off by saying, even though it's been a tough year, we're building the whole time. We're playing in the Premier A League, and this is only going to benefit us. So a little flashback to MEK playing Classic a few years ago when they lost in the 81st minute, but they were both promoted to Premier A. So this is like a replay of that game. So Classic are in second and MEK are in seventh. And this was in, I was trying to figure out when this was all recorded. This match was in February 2020. Okay. So nearly a year ago. And against all odds, MEK win 4-1. And it shows that their hard work and their quality is finally happening. Because I think the last few episodes, I'm sure you got the same impression that it was unlucky. It was things not quite clicking all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas you get this feeling that, Jesus Christ, it's actually happening. They've got one of those wins that we predicted they needed.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the same feeling I had when that result came across. It was, they were plugging away in all the previous games, and a few decisions that could have gone a different way, or a few half chances that should have been buried, would have put them in a completely different place in the table. And starting the episode with that win, you know, it just felt like, yes, it's coming together. This is where they really kick on.
So then we go talking to a few more of the boys. Again, like, we've kind of seen enough of these that we get a sense of who they are. We have some sort of, you know, affection towards them, if I can put it that way. Yeah. We're rooting for these guys, right? Joe Donovan, remember the last time he was kind of emerging as a leader? We see that he's working in a leisure center, and he kind of, I thought it was interesting that even he says, oh, it's great because I can work this day and this day and this day. That doesn't get in the way of training. It doesn't get in the way of matches. So, like, his priority is MEK Galaxy nearly, it seems.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool, too. And we also got a bit more insight into Mr. James Milner of MEK Galaxy, which was most welcomed after, I guess, a little bit teasing him a little bit, I guess.
I wasn't teasing him at all. he's the what, utility player.
Completely.
Gary Cassidy. And we say Aidan Galvin is at the gym, and he's talking up the Celtic game, which is a big game because they've won the league three times in a row, I think.
Yeah.
And they lost 3-1 to them earlier in the season, which wasn't that bad at the time, but now you're kind of hoping they'll get there. But so Gary Cassidy has an injury, unfortunately. Our go-to man.
I mean, maybe even more similar to James Milner, who seems to always pop his knee every few months.
Jesus Christ.
You know.
So he does his ACL, so again, he was, I guess for us anyway, he was kind of billed as like, I don't know, not necessarily the go-to man, but a bit of a rock, you know, constant in the team, bit of a leader. And as he said himself, that's me, Goosed. So. Great, that's problem. A direct quote, so we can say that. Then what happens? Well, I know what happens. Do you know what happens?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Pretty big deal.
I mean, you may have seen it on the news. It may have just kind of gone under the radar.
Yeah, but the whole country goes into lockdown.
What?
So all this momentum that they've been building, they finally got their win. Things are looking good. Well, lockdown.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not going to go through everything that happens after lockdown, but it doesn't seem like things are quite back to the way they were. And
yeah,
maybe should I give a spoiler alert or?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert. Pause it here if you don't want to know what happens. They lose the rest of their games and they're relegated. Mm. Heartbreaking. Yeah. And you and me, I think, noticed a few things. One in particular was that the manager, Dara, comes on and plays in one of the games, at least one of the games, I think.
Yeah. I think, obviously, look, this goes without saying, we're not trendsetters by saying this, like COVID and that period of time, like March to early summer, changed people's lives and changed people's priorities so much across the board that it was obviously expected that with this big pause to just everything, but also of course football, sports, I guess that momentum that they, you know, MBK Galaxy boys were just about building was completely wiped clean. I'd imagine, we don't know the ins and outs, but I'd imagine players, you know, had to pick up different jobs, had to focus more on family or health. It seemed like a very different vibe, a different team that we were turning to after the COVID period when things started to open up again and they started to play that backlog of fixtures.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, they're missing Gary. I think Dara alludes to it that he says something along the lines of, you know, some guys stick it out and some guys don't. I think he's talking about maybe a mix of like the COVID thing and the relegation battle that,
yeah,
you know, there were guys that he really relied on and there were guys that were just maybe not as committed as the other guys that we've mentioned. Mm. So that seemed to be part of their downfall. Looking at some of the goals and things, you know, just unlucky. But what I would say, and it sounds bad, but I mean it in a good way, is that they were convincingly relegated. So it's not like they could look at one game and say, oh, if we had not conceded that goal, they were quite a few points off staying up. So at least it's not like one error or one missed chance. It's across the season. But the whole thing was, this was kind of unprecedented, the whole idea of joining two teams, a youth and a senior team, and playing in, you know, like they say, some of the best teams, definitely in Kerry, if not in Ireland, was always going to be a challenge for them. Yeah. But like it's kind of prefaced at the start of the episode, they're learning from this experience. Like the whole thing is they're playing the best teams, they're playing the best players, and they're still getting results. And, you know, it's also said they were hoping before the start of the season not to lose every game. Well, they didn't. So that's the positive.
Yeah, that's it. And I don't think that, I mean, the second half of the season was absolutely tragic. Let's not, you know, beat around the bush. It looks like they got spanked left, right, and center for those remaining games. Really did a Sheffield United on it. But that said, take pride out of that because they were always the underdogs. And, you know, COVID changed a lot anyway. Mm-hmm. But that first half or that first chunk of the season, it could have been so different. The fact that, you know, they lost a couple of games by just a single goal or a single error.
Yeah.
We said this the last podcast too, which you guys can check out by going to our YouTube page, is that a relegation is not the worst thing. I think the important thing and the most positive to take from my learnings of MEK Galaxy is that there's a philosophy and a culture there, and their youth teams seem to be doing, like, are very solid and seem to be doing very well. which means that, yeah, they'll fall back to the Premier B, I assume, which is a league that they've been very competitive in the year prior, with a lot of younger players coming through. I know we're facing another lockdown here and more disruption, I assume, towards, you know, amateur football in Ireland. But still a lot of positives. There's still good things on the horizon for MEK Galaxy. They took a big step. They probably were a season ahead, which I think one of the guys said in the podcast that they were a year too early going up. But I feel that they'll drop down the division and they'll come back stronger.
I think so. And, you know, this isn't like the Premier League where if you drop down a division, you're losing hundreds of millions of euro in revenue and all these kind of things. It's not the same, you know. So I think they'll do very well. I don't know, did you do anything about this? But I actually searched how they were doing in the new league. And depressingly enough, it hasn't started yet.
Yes, yes. I was of the same mindset as you, where I didn't want to check on the club currently because I knew there'd be spoilers and I knew that it would give an idea of the current situation. But yeah, it is depressing to see that it was only a, I think I checked the Facebook page after the premiere or the finale premiered on New Year's Day. And I saw that there was a announcement there to say with the new COVID restrictions that there is suspending of amateur sports again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It's a shame. But like we said, there are positives. Their B team won their league.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got the feeling that they'll probably walk the Premier B and be straight back up. They've changed. They've got a new club captain.
Yes.
Arman.
Arman Tighe, who is, I'm delighted to say, going to share this video on his Facebook page of like 17 million people.
You missed it. You missed it totally. Their new club captain is Gary Cassidy.
Oh, sorry.
But Tighe, share it anyway, man. Why not? Dumped his captain.
Yeah, executive decision here, right, from the podcast. Yeah, yeah, sure.
But and then Joe Donovan. Shit, I hope I got that name right.
Yeah.
Is joint vice captain. So I presume then Tighe is co-vice captain as well.
That's it. I wasn't completely wrong.
No. But Gary deserves it after all he's been through.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's the fact that he jumped back into the coaching, even after the injury, I think just shows the importance of football or sport or MEK Galaxy to him. And I throughout really admired Joe's contributions. He did just seem like, you know, he was the guy that spoke up in the dressing room. He was the guy that, you know, I guess is reliable. And I think you need that amateur football.
Yeah.
If that team, kind of that core remains going forward, only positives.
Yeah. And they seem a good age as well, a good general age. You know, none of them are, well, not many of them are of the more senior gentlemen who might be playing football at that level. So, a few years left in them and some young lads. I don't know. I think it's interesting. Like, even I found myself searching, like, how are they doing? So I do think the documentary's done its job in that I was a bit invested in them throughout, you know?
Yeah, I was too. Yeah, I was interested in it. And I think it kind of re-interested me. I think that's probably a poor way of saying it, in that side of, or in that kind of quality of football. Because I said this to you off the podcast before, but teams like Killarney Celtic and Tralee Dynamos, I kind of know of them from like Cork City playing friendlies against them in pre-season. So it isn't a million miles away. And there are plenty of teams around us here in Cork, and Kerry's not that far away, where it's kind of interesting to keep an eye on things like that. You know, if when things do go back to normal and there's the opportunity to be spectators at games and stuff again, who knows? The podcast might find themselves on a Jolly Boys down to Killarney to watch MEK Galaxy.
We'll have a pint in the Golden Nuggets pub.
Yes, and a bowl of cereal and some chicken nuggets. And some
Just for us, they'll get in the Golden Nuggets.
They better.
They fucking want it. After these.
After driving
after all this research. Yeah. But I mean, look, great. At the end of the day, it was a very good documentary. I was, you know, I was well into it. I wasn't sure I would be at the start because I really haven't followed Irish football at any level much. So, yeah, I got into it, and good job to all the lads involved. And, you know, we'll be rooting for MEK Galaxy to bounce back up next season.
Absolutely. Absolutely will. Funnily enough, I saw from the Facebook page that MEK Galaxy have a club shop where you can buy those jerseys, that the ones that they spent a lot of the first episode debating on what the logo was going to be and the colours. You can actually get those shirts too, which is another little cool thing, a little thing I've kind of done on the side in the past, back in 2020 with all the COVID stuff, is I started to try and pick up random football shirts and try and build like a little collection. So like, I'm going to get one for the collection because I think it's just a really big talking point for years down the line. Yeah. And we can, you know, think back. But yes, absolutely. It was, you know, I was really invested in it. I enjoyed it. Each of the episodes. Would like to thank Kevin from Full Time Productions for giving us the opportunity, I guess, giving us a platform to talk about the docuseries. And to kind of bring our attention to it too. So thank you, Kevin, and thank you to the lads at Full Time Productions. Who knows what will be on the horizon for the podcast in the future, but I really think we should do one of these again, Adrian. I don't know what it would be on, but I think we should.
Yeah. Reviewing stuff. That's our job now.
That's our job, yeah. We just have to monetize it.
Someday.
Well, look, that brings an end, I guess, to the finale podcast of Full Time Productions, A Year with MEK Galaxy. It's been very enjoyable. Adrian, it's been great to record, I guess, a review or a chat about the docuseries. If you guys could leave a like on our YouTube video, that would be greatly appreciated. And head over to Facebook, give us a like there too. I'm going to pass you over to past me to do the outro again.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Put 'Em Under Pressure podcast. For more of our content, make sure that you follow us on YouTube, Spotify, and Facebook. Outro music.